Welcome to the Pharaoh's Law Podcast, featuring an attorney's view of the world, at least the part relating to estate planning, business law, and things like that. We also talk about stuff outside of the legal world. Let's face it, attorneys see things differently, for better or worse. So listen, and maybe you'll learn something. Listeners should beware of sarcasm and attempted humor.
Hello, and welcome to episode 2 of the Pharaoh's Law Podcast. Today we're going to talk about the secrets of the law, and I'll try to not be too annoying with my mystical voice. But here's the deal. If you happen to meet an attorney, or frankly anyone, claiming to know the law, said and written with all caps, find a different attorney. There are many misconceptions in the world of lawyers and law stuff, a great many. But one of the most prominent is the mistaken belief that just because someone has a law degree and has passed a bar exam or two, that person knows the law, quote unquote, and therefore is an expert in all things legal. This is neither realistic nor frankly even possible. To explain, let me share a few secrets relating to law school and life as an attorney. Parenthetically, I'm being a little sarcastic when I refer to secrets. But in any event, secret number one. Law school is not about learning the law. Rather, law school is first and foremost an exercise in endurance. It's a 3-year marathon designed to weed out the casual student who is not willing to pay the price, to read stacks and stacks of casebooks, to take part in countless hours of classes taught via the Socratic method. More than learning substance, the teaching and learning are focused on the methods and techniques of lawyers, logic, analysis, and application of laws to fact scenarios. Secret number two. The law is, well, I'm not even sure what that means. I have had people ask me questions about the law and tell me that I need to educate another person or business about the law. However, in each instance, what was actually intended by such persons was for me to produce an irrefutable argument or an irrevocable and irresistible application of legal doctrine that would benefit the position and interest of such person. I.e., they want it their way, and they presume that somehow the law could be made to serve their purposes. Such persons invariably choose to believe in such situations that the law is an all-powerful protection of what they want in that particular situation, and it's my job as the attorney to conjure up the law to be used for such purpose, almost as a magician would use a spell for a desired outcome. The reality, in each case, is that such persons were engaged in wishful thinking, convinced by the decibels of their self-talk that believing something very strongly somehow equates to a truth that is congruent with the law. Secret number three, there's no such thing as the law. Rather, there's a great many laws. Some of these are statutory, i.e. written and passed by legislatures. Some are regulatory, and some are judge-made laws, also known as case law or common law. Within each of these larger categories of laws are countless subcategories of laws, which are constantly changing and evolving, even on a daily basis in some instances. Further, laws are written and applied differently in different geographical areas and can have vast applications within the same geography depending on other circumstances. So completely varied and ever-changing are laws that can have reign over you and me on a daily basis, not to mention our employment, our property, our business interests, our leisure, or our loved ones, that even the all-knowing resources of Google and Wikipedia, said with some measure of sarcasm, are often ill-informed and outdated within moments of publication and online search. Bottom line, the law is a nonsensical concept, and anyone who tells you that he or she knows the law, speaking globally, is just plain silly, crazy, or dishonest. A good attorney will be wise enough to recognize these things and will educate himself or herself as to the applicable laws relevant in a situation and then apply those laws to such facts and circumstances. Secret number four, closely related to secret number three. A good attorney is not useful because he or she knows everything, including all aspects of the law, but rather, you pay an attorney for legal analysis, which means the application of your particular facts and circumstances to one or several statutes, court decisions, government regulations, and the like. This ability to think logically and to apply legal doctrines to facts and circumstances is the very essence of legal work. This is also a substantial part of the 3-year law school experience, unsurprisingly. As I was once told just prior to starting law school by a seasoned judge, law school was about teaching an individual to think like a lawyer. This skill of legal analysis and application of facts begins in law school, and attorneys continue to refine and improve this vital skill over the course of years of practice. Secret number 5, in the sphere of legal analysis and application of legal concepts to facts and circumstances, there are common themes and fundamental concepts which often repeat in similar situations. For example, a group of partners who are seeking to start a business venture will want to consult with a competent business law attorney who has previously advised others starting businesses. Why? Because even though the people are different each time around, and the business being formed this time may be very different from anything ever formed previously, still some fundamentals will remain the same across all transactions, or at least across most transactions. By analogy, if you're going to build a custom home, you'll want to hire a general contractor who has previously built many homes. The contractor and his subs will use their experience and expertise in making sure your home, your unique home, still has a solid foundation, the walls are framed square, the roof is installed to keep out the rain and snow, etc. The builders will thereby use their knowledge and experience to build your custom home in a manner that it will be your unique home, but at the same time be, quote, up to code, unquote, and built with sound and time-tested principles. Likewise, experience counts when you're looking for an attorney. It just does. This is not to say that unless someone has practiced for a decade or more, they are unqualified to give you sound legal advice. Of course, that's not true. Even so, if you're involved in a complex leveraged buyout transaction involving millions or billions of dollars, you likely will not want to engage an attorney who passed the bar last week. So to summarize, attorneys do not study the law in law school, and they're not trained to know the law. Rather, attorneys are trained to think like lawyers. And throughout their legal careers, they, quote, practice this skill. And the pun is intended because we refer to it as the practice of law. If you want to know what the wording of Utah Code section 757-1013, Google can help you. You don't need an attorney to get a copy of that law. On the other hand, if you want to understand what the statute means and how it applies to you and your estate plan, you should seek the counsel of an experienced estate planning attorney. Thanks for listening.